we're having a lot of fun.
I don't even know if we need a call to worship. I'd say we're in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if you could just flutter down for just a second.
Flutter.
So we just want to welcome you, tell you how glad we are that you're here with us. Yes. Tell you how glad we are to be here with you. And just say, we're here to worship the Lord. Amen. Yes. I'm going to read a passage here from Hebrews, the first chapter. And it just talks about why we're here and who we are about. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself, by himself, purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, becoming so much more than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That's why we're here, is to worship that God. So let's get at it.
There's an endless song that goes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storm
how can I ever say enough? How
Father, we are thankful to draw apart from the pace of everyday living to a quiet place in the presence of the Lord. We ask you, Father, to use this time to speak to our hearts and our minds, to give us that peace of Christ. We ask that you draw us near. We ask, Father, that you instruct us and encourage us. We pray that we would hear from you and that we would indeed grow in your grace and in our willingness to surrender our will to your will. Father, help us to learn to walk in that path. Again, we thank you and we praise you for this time that we are blessed to be together with one another and with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are blessed with this worship team. Oh, yes, I'm supposed to have the microphone and hold it close to my mouth, right? That's what they tell me. That's right. As I was saying, we are blessed with our worship team. It's great when they're all here together, and it just means so much more. The worship seems much more meaningful, and it's just like we're complete, you know, when they're all here. I will have to put my glasses on so I can read all this stuff. In the bulletin, you'll see there's a thank you for your gifts to the orphans in Mexico. Enough money has been given for the bricks that were needed. Many thanks to everyone for the generous outpouring of gifts to the Lisa Walker House and the Christmas and the Christian Life Center, which was great. In the back there is a something we used to have once before. It's a welcome visitor folder. And if you have brought a visitor, if you are a visitor, pick one up. It's got a little information sheet so that we can communicate with you. And also has the Join Us in Worship brochure that tells us some of the our mission and our purposes and how we function. This is a neat little thing. Colleen put this together for us. We talked about we needed something like this for our visitors, and it just helps us tremendously. Also back there is the, we're still pushing for partnership with Matthew. We feel like that's one of the ministries of this church. They do a lot for Matthew, which used to be the YMCA, for those who didn't know. It's down there at the National Guard Armory. We're getting ready to have Santa Christmas with breakfast with Santa on the first Saturday in December, and we're looking for volunteers. Last year we had quite a few of you help with the food service, and we appreciate that help. So that's pick up one of these and put the first Saturday in December on your calendar. Also, we had a nice celebration last night. It wore Wanda and Lewis out. They're not here today, but Bill made it. But Lewis obtained his Eagle Scout rank, and it was a great ceremony and wonderful meal. And Rock got honored for being a mentor for Lewis, which was great. And it was a very meaningful service. Terry was there and did the benediction, and it was just a great time. Some of the upcoming events, Sunday the 10th, our elders and deacon meeting at 5 o'clock. The 17th is be our communion Sunday. Pastor Terry will not be here. He is going on a trip, so we will miss him, but we will take over the responsibilities that we have. Also, that's the Sunday we go to Willows, 3:30. And then there's a special service that we're having on November the 27th. That's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving Eve service. It's sponsored by the Mercer Ministerial Association, and it's open to the community. And this will be the first time we've done this, and we're hoping that this will develop in something in the future, possibly to help the homeless. It's the intent. So this is going to be the kind of a trial run, because I know Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is a busy time for a lot of cooks. So we hope that you'll put that on your calendar and show up. Okay, we've got birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday, November the 7th, to Bonnie. Happy birthday. An anniversary, Mike and Paula Piazza. Happy anniversary, yeah. That's today. Sorry we don't have a song to sing to you like happy birthday, but since it's today, yeah. Also, Justin and Aaron Weddington. That's their anniversary. It's going to be Tuesday, November the 5th. Okay. Under prayer request, you can add my wife Kay to that. She's been under the weather, some kind of a little flu bug going around. A lot of people, I understand, have experienced that, so it's kind of knocked her off her feet for about 3 days now, and I thought she'd make it today, but not. So keep her on your prayer list, as well as all these others that we've got listed in the bulletin. Yes?
I was just informed that some of you know Bobby and Brenda Sexton, who have recently been worshiping with us. Well, last night, Brenda lost her battle with cancer. And so we're asked to remember that family. We knew she was battling that when they first started visiting with us. So please remember Bobby and that family. That was just passed on to me. Ann Bird had gotten that word. I think Bobby had told her. So that family especially needs our prayers.
So as we go into this time of prayer, where we ask you all to offer up your prayers, I came across a little article that says, why should we pray for others? We pray for others because prayer really helps people. The most obvious reason that we should intercede and pray for one another is because prayer really works. We should pray for each other because Jesus and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Jesus is a supreme model, and we should mimic him. Someone who loves others so very well. We should pray for others because it increases our love for each other, and we know that's true. And this is a praying congregation, and I can just feel the love in this congregation. We talked about that this morning in our prayer time with the elders, that this is just a fantastic secret that needs to be spread to the community, really, because this is the most caring congregation, love for each other. So another reason that we pray for one another, it increases our love for one another. And lastly, we pray for others because it brings glory to God. When we intercede for one another, we are reflecting the caring nature of God and thus bringing him glory. So at this time, please offer up your prayers, and then I'll close with a prayer moan.
Thank you.
special Thanksgiving prayer for Chuck Coughlin. His son was able to pick him up yesterday and take him to Tallahassee to a rehab center, and they made the trip safely and completely. So it's a Thanksgiving that he is in the right place. And you have made these miracles happen as a blessing, that all of a sudden the bed opened up at the rehab center down in Tallahassee, and they were able to get him oxygen. Just every step of the way, you were involved, and we just want to acknowledge that and thank you for that and praise you. Father God, we are instructed to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another that we may be healed. And you see all the needs on our prayer requests and the ones that we've just heard. And we pray for that healing that comes from you. We know that love comes from you. And the only love that we can keep is the love that we give away. And that's your instructions for us. And we love you back, God, for being such a good, good Father. And we thank you so much for answering our prayers. Now lift all these prayers up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus himself said that you pray to the Father in my name, and it will be done. Amen. Need to dismiss the children for Children's Church?
God. Sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great, how great is our God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice.
Come to me and know that I am more than enough.
Yes, you are.
That I can take care of every circumstance in your life. I am the God of the universe. Just come to me. Trust me. Trust me. And know that I have your best. Your best. And
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the my soul.